Well, it is play-in night for the Boston Celtics. To talk more about that, we're joined on the phone line by John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hey there, John.
Hey, it is a lovely day indeed.
Working our way through the Bill Withers catalog for you.
It's always, always appreciated. That's just such a great song. It instantly puts a smile on my face.
Well, there, that's what we aim to do, because what you do that for us every week. But will the Celtics do that?
We just had a moment.
We did. Will the Celtics put a smile on our face tonight? Because as you put it so well, they've talked the talk. Talk is cheap. Can they walk the walk tonight?
Yeah, you know, I think so. I know a lot of people are writing them off, and it feels like the Celtics pattern has been once everybody just gets to this point and feels comfortable, whatever position you feel comfortable taking with the Celtics, that's when they take the other one. And so many people are sitting here saying, okay, you know what? We're done. That's just, thank you. We're done. Just end it locally, nationally. And that means the Celtics are going to go out tonight, come out strong, go up by 20, and then that's it. So, I think they certainly can. And I don't know if this is just me going back to my preseason expectations and thinking like they still have it in them, and this is a scenario where they've practiced, the guys, the important players have gotten a few days off, they're focused, they know what the stakes are, and they have had a tendency when all of those things are in play to perform well. So I think that's what I'm hanging my hat on more.
Well, John, you touched on this in your Boston Sports Journal piece, but can you remember a season that ever had such a combination of great wins and completely puzzling losses?
No, it's been kind of, and I think that's the hallmark of what an average team has been. And by some fault of their own and also no fault of their own, this team has been average. And we can go through and have an hour-long conversation about what elements of this are their own fault, where in the organization that fault lies, and which elements of this are just circumstance. And there's going to be a lot on all of those. But the net result has been an average team. They finished the season 500. They are a team that muddles their way through some of these wins and some of those losses. They've looked absolutely horrible in some games against bad teams. I mean, losing to the Cavaliers and the Thunder at the end of the season were just embarrassing. Mm. But you go in and you have huge comebacks. You come back against San Antonio. You put that fourth quarter you did together against the Denver Nuggets in Denver. Beat the Clippers twice. I mean, they some really good wins. So they've just kind of ridden that roller coaster. Brad Stevens hates riding the roller coaster of emotions, but that's what this team has been. And so now you wonder if with the regular season over and now trying to get a little bit more into playoff type mode with time and preparation, which they tried to do by resting so many guys at the end of the season, you wonder if they can break out of that mediocrity.
Well, a big key tonight is going to be Marcus Smart. He'll likely end up guarding either Bradley Beal or Russell Westbrook, right?
Yeah, I mean, he'll take some turns on both, and that's going to be what happens, I think, just generally. There's going to be a lot of switching. I think the Celtics are going to really try to make an emphasis on not getting beat and not getting to letting them get to the rim. So we'll see some switching, which means Marcus Smart will switch across both of those guys. I think he plays a majority of his minutes against Russell Westbrook because he's going to be the guy that can most likely stay in front of Westbrook, so you take away some of those driving lanes. And maybe he can goad Westbrook into becoming a jump shooter. Maybe he can get into a little bit of a talking match with Westbrook. And Westbrook, for all of the great things that he's done on the floor, still has a tendency to get a little too overboard and feel himself a little too much and start taking jumpers. And we've seen him shoot his team out of situations rather than continue to pass and make the plays. He has a takeover mode that doesn't always go well. So I think if anybody's going to get in his head, it's going to be Marcus Smart.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Is it fair to say that even without Jaylen Brown, the Celtics have more talent on their roster?
Look, yeah, I think they do. I think Evan Fournier tips that balance a little bit. You know, you've got Kemba Walker, who can certainly, I mean, he's been playing at a star level. So if he can continue playing the way he was playing before, I mean, he has a bunch of 30-point games on his resume at the end of the season. So you got Tatum, who's obviously a potential All-NBA player. You've got Kemba. You've got Fournier, who's kind of a wild card. If he can be regular season Fournier, if he can do what he had been doing going, you know, towards the end of the regular season there, then that is better than anything a third player on Washington can do. And they're still, you know, Robert Williams is still really good. And they've got other players on their team that are still really good. So they do have a talent edge. I think the, you know, Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook are the high-end guys. And Washington has some really good role players. And they make up for that talent deficit in knowing who they are and knowing what they can do. And that's a huge thing. When you know who you are and you can play together, that makes up for a lot. But individually, I think the Celtics do beat out Washington.
How important is something like shot selection tonight for the Celtics?
I mean, that's always going to be the thing. They have to just move the ball. The big thing with the Celtics offensively is not to fall into the trap of, as Brad Stevens says, trying to hit home runs. That's where the Celtics really get themselves into trouble this season. They will try to move the ball. They'll try to make their cuts. If they're stopped, if they're stonewalled at all, they've had a very quick kind of like, all right, fine, we'll do it a different way kind of mentality. And the Celtics cannot function that way. The way the Celtics are at their best is ball movement, quick decisions, and cutting. Now, that is helped significantly by Robert Williams. And now Robert Williams is going to be a game time decision. He did practice yesterday. He's probable for tonight, and I haven't seen an updated injury report yet, so he's still listed as probable for tonight. And it's going to be a game time decision to see if he can play through that turf toe. He makes a big difference because he's one of the best passers on the team. So if you have the ball running through him in the high post and handoffs and handbacks and all of those things, then he can put pressure on the rim with his drives, with his diving and potential lobs. He can pick you apart if you cut back door and the defense falls asleep, which Washington is known to do. He can be the guy that changes this game. So, but if the Celtics just decide to go ISO and go one for one and try to just out-duel Westbrook, and this is going to go down to the wire, and who knows how that's going to end.
Yeah, and I've been burned enough this season that what I don't want is like a 12-point lead going into the fourth quarter, because I know how that ends.
You almost want to be down 12.
Yeah.
Heading into the fourth quarter with these guys. I don't – obviously – you know, the basketball person in me says, look, you always take that lead going into the fourth quarter, and you hope that the Celtics can handle it better. But this team has had a strong tendency that the instant things get comfortable, and this goes back into last season as well. Once things get comfortable, they do let go of the rope a bit. And so the hope here is that the Celtics can take advantage of Bradley Beal not being 100% with that hamstring, and maybe taking advantage of a couple of matchups defensively, that they can build a big lead and then they can build on that big lead. And if they could do that, then they might have the opportunity to go into the fourth quarter with a bigger than 12-point lead, which still doesn't make you feel comfortable because we've seen the worst in these guys. But I think there is a strong possibility that the Celtics go out there, come out strong, and that fourth quarter can be almost garbage time. And a lot of that has to do with Bradley Beal not being 100%. And if he's not 100% and they don't get everything that they can out of Bradley Beal, then that takes away a lot of things that the other guys play off of, that build off of what Beal can do.
Celtics Wizards tonight. John Corrales breaking it all down for us. John, thanks as always. Enjoy the game tonight, and hopefully we'll be talking that 2-7 matchup next week with you.
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? All right, talk to you then.
Thanks, John. John Corrales here on Downtown.